Kyle's, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yes.
Good.
We talked about baseball a lot today, and we're going to keep doing that. That's exciting.
We are. And you join in, too, if you have any questions for our guest right now on the Fan Hotline.
Plenty of questions for this guy.
Noah Hiles of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He joins the Fan Morning Show. Noah, good morning. How are you? I like your hat.
Thank you, Doran. It's great to see you. I feel like we haven't spoken in quite some time.
Yeah, you know, obviously football season, it just, you know, it comes about so fast, and then we kind of transitioned into football, and baseball season kind of dies down for us, at least here on the Fan Morning Show, but baseball season is still in full effect. You got some games tonight and playoff wild card games tonight. And obviously the Pittsburgh Pirates had some news that broke yesterday. Don Kelly extended as the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Noah, I believe that he earned this opportunity. I felt like he really, truly earned this opportunity. I think he could be the right guy for the job. I think that this is great for him, great for his family, and great for his trajectory of being a part of Major League Baseball. But do you think that this move was made because they feel, the Pirates organization and the brass feels, that Don Kelly is the right guy for the job, or was he the easiest guy to pick? Because they didn't do a search. They didn't vet any other candidates to be a manager. Do you think this was the easy route for them to take? Or do you feel like, did they actually feel he could be the guy?
I feel like it's both. I feel like they're like, yeah, you know, hey, this worked. Like, the fans seem to like him. And right now the Pirates are in a state where they're not willing to turn away anyone who the fans seem to like right now. They need to keep as many of those people around as possible. And Don Kelly, to his credit, I thought did a fine job with what he inherited. You know, he inherited a really bad team, a team that finished 71-91. And he, despite, you know, taking over at a time where their season had already ended in early May, found a way to motivate this club to play decent baseball for most of the season. I know August and September probably didn't have a lot of people tuning in watching every day, but they played consistently. And every time they got knocked down, either, you know, by an embarrassing sweep to the White Sox or the Brewers, or they went on a long losing streak, they always found a way to respond. And it's funny, you know, they ended, I believe, 5 games under 500 under Kelly. I feel like if the season would have kept going, that probably would have got closer to 500. And then if it kept going further, it would have dipped down low again. They were just a streaky team under him because they're inconsistent, because they weren't good enough. But I feel like everything that he could have done this year, he did well. And like you said, Doran, I also agree. He did earn this position. I don't think he fixes the things that need to be fixed, because a lot of the things that need fixing are well above a manager's pay grade. But Don Kelly's done everything he could have.
So what's the shelf life on the good energy for Don Kelly? Right now it's a feel-good story, but, I mean, we get to 2026. How impactful can he be by himself, and how much do players and fans respond to him? Like, how long does that last?
There's no goodwill shelf life for anyone aside from Paul Skeens in this organization right now. I think people are like not chomping at the bit to criticize Don Kelly. I think there are a handful of people ahead of him in that line. But if they don't win next year, he'll be inserted into that group. It'll just happen. He'll become the new Derek Shelton. And I thought what Don Kelly said at his press conference yesterday was very impressive. It connected with anyone who grew up watching baseball in this city. It connected with you, because Don Kelly was that person. He was alongside. He said, Francisco Cabrera broke my heart in 1992 as well, when I was 12 years old. And he said, you know, I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan. And like you all, I want the Pirates to win desperately because I'm still a Pirate fan. He said all those right things, but those words are going to get lost in the shuffle if they finish in last place again, if they, you know, just don't do anything in the offseason like they've done the last however many years. If this all continues, the words just aren't going to matter. And Don Kelly's going to still bring the effort. But as I've said, a manager's effort isn't enough to just fix what currently exists. And If they have another losing season, he's going to get put right into that group of people who fans are wondering, why are they still here? Because it's just been 6 years of failure.
No, I believe that Paul Skeens put a little bit of pressure on the Pirates organization by some of the things that he said this year. And, you know, he walked himself right up to the line, but never crossed the line, as Jeff Hathorn said to us earlier, which is, you know, obviously a good professional way to do things, especially if you're the guy of an organization. Do you feel like they will? You asked a lot of great questions yesterday to Travis Williams. Do you feel like it was lip service, or do you feel like that this time around they will actually do something? They will actually surround Paul Skeens and Donnie Kelly with adequate players, with an adequate roster.
I wrote a column yesterday after that press conference, and I said, from now on, it's always going to be lip service until they show otherwise. You've said these same things over and over again. To have a statement from your owner saying this is, quote, unacceptable, and then you retain all the people who created the unacceptable. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. So yeah, it is all lip service until you go and change that narrative. And for me, the only way they can win fans back after everything that unfolded yesterday is by doing something so far out of character that you show that you mean business. Go sign a Kyle Schwarber or a Pete Alonso or a Eugenio Suarez. Go make a huge trade with Boston for Jaren Duran or someone. Do something different. Because if your big move this offseason is acquiring another Spencer Horwitz-type player, who for all intents and purposes ended up being the best hitter on the team this season. He was fine. But you're not one of those guys away, or even two of those guys away from winning. You need something. You need something special. And you owe it to your fans to give them something special, because you've been urinating on them for 6 years and telling them it's raining. And you have to stop doing that.
Yeah, no, I saw you had some quotes in there from players that were disgruntled or just speaking up against not being good. And I noticed some of those players remained anonymous. Do you have any reasons why some of the players wanted to remain anonymous?
Yeah, because they want to keep playing Major League Baseball. And Doran, as a former professional athlete, can tell you, especially when you're playing on a team like the Pirates, your options aren't necessarily wide open moving forward. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking crap on a small market team when other small market teams are also probably your only bidders at the time, it's not the best look to have your name out there. But at the same time, you don't just say that stuff to a reporter out of, you know, the kindness of your heart.
Right.
You say those things because you want those things to change. And there's a reason nearly a dozen players on this team this year spoke to me about this. It's because they have a very collective feeling that this is not good enough. And while some of the people were comfortable enough to put their name on these thoughts, others weren't, but altogether they shared the same sentiment.
Last question for you here, Noah. Zach Hogue on Twitter wanted me to ask you this question, and I think it's a good question. What do you think Travis Williams meant whenever he said they'd set this franchise back if they fired Ben Cherington?
I don't think Travis Williams knew what he meant when he said that. I think Travis Williams entered that media availability with six canned answers in his head, and he was going to say those six sentences regardless of what was asked. And if you watch that video, it's abundantly clear that was the case. He had no idea what he was walking into.
Full stop, period.
Full stop. Full stop.
Full stop, period.
Full stop, period. Noah, you're the man. Great job yesterday asking those questions, and thanks for taking the time to come on. We'll talk to you soon, Noah. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, fellas. Thanks for having me on.